Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
A big move for streaming platforms today, but what does that mean for the future?
Consolidation going on there. It's been happening in the industry for a long time. And the question is, of course, when is it a bridge too far for regulators?
And Oscars to ditch ABC for YouTube?
For them to go to a straight-out streamer like YouTube, this is pretty seismic. It speaks volumes about how big streaming is now in our society.
This is the LA Local, brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm Issa Johnson. Thanks for spending part of your Wednesday with me. These are some of the stories making headlines today, December 17th, 2025. Mayor Bass caught using some unsavory language about the handling of the LA fires. A Rose Parade float dedicated to fire victims. Paramount is not so happy with the Warner Brothers right now. Diversity discrepancies in Hollywood and the Oscars make a big move. But first, Nick Reiner briefly appeared in court this morning after he was charged with killing his parents, Rob and Michelle Reiner. John Baird was in the courtroom.
Nick Reiner is facing two counts of first-degree murder, and the DA has not taken the death penalty off the table at this point. And he's confirmed that a knife was used in the killings of actor-director Rob Reiner and his wife Michelle. But authorities have said very little else about the case and have not mentioned anything about a possible motive, although several outlets have reported that Rob Reiner and his son got into a heated argument Saturday night at a holiday party. And it was only a matter of hours before Rob and Michelle Reiner were dead and their son was behind bars. Defense attorney Alan Jackson says there are very complex and serious issues associated with the case.
These need to be thoroughly but very carefully dealt with and examined and looked at and analyzed.
He asked that people not rush to judgment. The judge allowed audio of the hearing to be recorded, but didn't allow photographs or video of Nick Reiner, who was wearing a jail jumpsuit and standing behind a barrier with his attorneys directly in front of him. He returns to court early in the new year. I'm John Baird, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Mayor Bass was caught saying, quote, both sides botched it, when talking about how the city and county handled the January fires. The LA Times reports the mayor made the remark on a podcast after she thought the cameras were off. She didn't go into what went wrong in the Palisades, but she was very specific about the Eaton fire. The mayor told the Fifth Column podcast host, quote, they didn't tell people they were on fire. Those comments were later cut from the video on the podcast's YouTube channel. Bass's team confirmed to the Times that her office asked for the final minutes of the video to be removed. This marks almost 1 year after the Eaton and Palisades fires began. Some of these residents affected by the fires will be honored on a float in the Rose Parade on New Year's Day. Karen Adams reports.
The 55-foot-long float is themed Rising Together and will depict a phoenix rising. Jackie Robinson Baisley and her family will join other survivors on the float, which will carry a special meaning for her.
I'm born and raised in Dena. I've lived here my entire life. My husband would even tell you before we even got married, he knew that, you know, leaving Pasadena was not an option. And so I'm just honored to be able to represent the Black families of Altadena, West Altadena, and be able to demonstrate our resilience and our passion to be able to, you know, stay here and remain here despite all the odds against us.
Warner Brothers is standing by the deal made with Netflix. The company's board has told shareholders to reject the hostile bid from Paramount, saying the Netflix deal will be better for customers. In a letter to shareholders, Warner Brothers said it believes that joining forces with Netflix will, quote, offer consumers more choice and value, allow the creative community to reach even more audiences with our combined distribution and fuel our long-term growth. We talked with Joe Flint with the Wall Street Journal about it.
You know, they've got a couple of options here. They've put this offer out to shareholders at $30 a bid. They can wait to see what happens with that tender offer. They could increase its bid. The offer is set to expire January 8th, but it can be extended. So, you know, the ball is kind of in their court.
This does not mean the Paramount offer is completely off the table. It highlights what the board prefers, but shareholders can still decide to go with Paramount Skydance's bid for the whole company, including CNN and Discovery. Over the last 10 years, Hollywood appears to have been rolling back diversity in both gender and ethnicity on major streaming services. Art Sanders says a new report shows a scaling back of representation of women and people of color, both on screen and behind the camera.
The gender gap for white show creators remains staggering, according to the latest UCLA Hollywood Diversity Report on streaming television. White men alone represent nearly 8 out of 10 of all show creators among the most watched scripted television shows. 4/5, almost 80% of lead actors are white, only 8.3% Black, 3.3% Latinx, 2.2% Asian among the top streaming comedies and dramas. Anna Christina Ramon, head of the Entertainment and Media Initiative at UCLA, says this type of industry, entrenched in its very outdated ways, takes a long time to get out of the kind of culture it's created.
So unfortunately, it's an industry that really has an effect on society because of the way that it's consumed. But it's definitely something that, since we've been studying this issue, we have seen changes. But you can see how delicate the process is, that it can easily be rolled back.
Ramon says the climate at any given time of politics and corporate culture has been a barrier to any traction on diversity taking hold in the entertainment business. I'm Art Sanders, KNX News 97.1 FM.
For as long as we can remember, the Oscars have come to us via ABC. But that's changing. The Motion Picture Academy says the show is moving to YouTube, starting in 2029. Officials say the shift to streaming will help the Oscars reach the largest worldwide audience, perhaps as many as 2 billion people, and it will speed up the digitizing of the Academy's vast film collection. ABC will continue broadcasting the show until the year 2029, when the switch is official. Now, when you hear the words fashion and magazine, your mind goes to one place: Vogue. But did you know the first edition came out on this day in 1892? The weekly newspaper was founded by Arthur Baldwin Turner in order to celebrate the, quote, ceremonial side of life. The premiere issue in New York City featured a black and white drawing by artist A.B. Wenzel depicting a debutante floating above clouds of butterflies and flowers. The first issue sold for a grand total of 10 cents, and the paper proceeded to publish weekly issues for the next 17 years, and now it is the Vogue we know and love today. Well, that's it for today's edition of the LA Local, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. You can see the inventory for all 12 dealerships at lacarguy.com. I'm Issa Johnson for KNX News. Thanks for listening.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.